BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. Back from a Labor Day weekend. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. It's a free app, and you can put it on your phone. You'll get the podcast after the program. Plus, here is all over America right now. Good morning, Jamie. How was your weekend?
It was fantastic. Woo! Yeah, how was yours?
Fantastic also. I labored on Labor Day.
Oh, did you watch a lot of football?
I watched a lot of football on Saturday, but then I did some yard work. Just mundane, just boring crap, you know.
Did anyone win the lottery yesterday?
No.
Oh, shit.
Nobody won.
Dagnabbit.
We had three winners in Colorado of $1 million, though.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, three big ones.
Yeah. Were we one of them?
No.
Absolutely not.
One of them was right here in Parker.
Yeah, $2 million.
That's the second time that Parker's won in the last 6-7 weeks or so.
And it was a King Supers again.
Yeah, really? Get over there.
Which one?
I think Store Ranch. Store Ranch location?
I don't know where
right off
is.
Parker Road.
Oh,
it's like
Road.
In the heart of Parker.
Yep. Got it. $2 million. Yep. They won $1 million, but they bought that power play.
Oh, good.
Doubled it up.
You know what was weird? I was just driving in thinking about this.
Yeah.
So it's at $1.3 billion. I was like, how many people play?
Well, they say your odds are 1 in 270 something million, I think it is.
So 270 million people couldn't figure out those numbers?
No.
270 million people couldn't get one? I mean, like, one person couldn't get all those numbers right?
I guess
292 million.
Play it?
Yeah.
292 million people can't. 300 million people can't figure it out.
That's your odds in winning.
Yeah, in winning.
Your ticket sales are probably a lot more than that. She's probably on to something here. I'll bet it's 350 million.
350 million people can't figure out these numbers?
No.
That just seems ludicrous to me.
Here are the numbers, by the way. Let me give you these goofy numbers, okay?
Yep.
8, that's a good number. 23, that's a pretty good number. 25, 40, 53, and then the Powerball was 5.
So you're telling me 500 million people couldn't get the numbers?
I guess not.
That just seems absolutely crazy.
It does seem crazy.
Man,
it continues to roll on.
I guess
nobody wins. Man, we're getting deep into this thing though.
Yeah. I know, we're
you
so
think about
it's
it.
Getting so expensive.
Well,
oh my god,
we're approaching $100.
I know
each.
I owe you $10 now.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
we have another drawing tomorrow and then another one Saturday the next week. It's getting old.
It's kind of expensive.
Hey, Fidel,
sure.
Don't send this one over to the Colorado Lottery,
I
all
won't,
right?
Yeah.
Don't send that one.
Yeah.
We don't need them all upset with us.
Yeah, it's getting old.
By the way, welcome back, Fidel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
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 How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to everybody who reached out to me on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice.
So, yeah, thank
Very
you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But as every day goes by, it gets a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's a little bit better. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. All right, it is a Monday. You know what today is? Today's a big day.
Why?
Huge. You kidding? 9 o'clock this morning, registration opens up for Bar Bingo.
That is right. I forgot about that.
Fidel, you might want to get with Tricky Vicky. Make sure that everything's set to go. 9 o'clock. We don't need any snafus here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I said I will.
Got ya.
I expected a little something, you know. Something coming back there. But that's all good. 9 o'clock this morning, big Bar Bingo. We have Bar Bingo coming up on the 12th. It's only a couple of weeks away, and you could be there. A lot of prizes to give away. But most of all, you got to get yourself a table. That thing will completely fill up.
It will fill up.
It does every time, right?
Yeah, and the great news is a Friday. So
yeah.
I'm really excited about
Friday. Yep. 7 to 9, downtown. Woo!
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be wheels off.
Wheels off.
Wheels off.
Isn't that wheels up?
No, wheels off.
Oh, wheels off.
Off the road, out of control.
Okay, got it.
Wheels off.
Yeah,
off.
Okay.
Off. All right. All right, that comes up at 9 o'clock this morning. It's Monday. I hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. I know that you were, where were you over
Beaver
the weekend?
Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
Man, that's a nice place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that a great place?
Are you kidding? Yeah, it is absolutely fantastic. It's just gorgeous. And then
Was it chilly up there?
Nope. Let me just
Are the leaves turning up there?
Yep. Let me just show you that.
All right. Show me something. All right. Look at this. All right. She's got a slow walk.
Yeah.
a little bit of a side gait, like, you know, kind of like bow-legged almost, walking back
like
and
a waddle.
Forth and back and forth, going back toward the microphone now. I'm not sure I got it
you
on
don't
that
get
one.
It?
No, I don't think so.
And no guesses?
No guess. So no, let me think one more time here. Sure. You walked a lot.
Yeah, no.
You went hiking?
No. Nope.
That wasn't a hiking strike.
No, were you riding a horse?
Yep, I sure was.
You
nice.
Rode a horse?
Yeah, riding a horse.
Oh, get out of
that's
here.
That's cool.
No kidding.
And now I can't walk. Because we took a 3-hour horseback ride. 3 hours on
wow.
a horse.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it.
Did
oh, my
you?
God. It was hard, though. She took us on a really challenging course, and so we went all the way up the mountain, and then on the way down, they were kind of slipping because it was a little bit muddy, you know?
Yeah.
Woo! It was tough. You had to dig in, dig in your heels.
Did you have a nice spirited horse?
Oh, yeah.
Or an old
they
nag?
Have to be. No, you have to get one.
Okay.
Because it's up a mountain, and it's 3 hours.
I did one of those horse rides down on the beach.
Yeah, these aren't those follow the ass ones.
Costa Rica or something like
she
that.
She has followed the ass ones, but those are 1 hour, and those are for like little kids or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is for real people that want to like ride.
Wow.
She even packs out and will take you for 3 days to Aspen.
No kidding.
Cool. Yeah. Isn't this crazy?
She does 3 days on a horse?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a little much for me.
I know.
3 days on a horse.
All the way to Aspen from Beaver Creek.
That might be just a little too much.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I'd bite that off.
She has the old horses, like I said, and by the way, it's called Bearcat Ranch, and it's in Edwards. It's right outside of Beaver Creek, and she's like a pure, like, ranch lady, you know?
Yeah.
Her name is Nicole. She's awesome. And the 3 hour, I will tell you, if you decide to do 3 hours, it is challenging. It is really challenging.
You know, I've done it probably 4 or 5 different times. And the longest I've done is 2 hours.
I've done it. Everybody, I think, has at hotels and stuff. It's so boring. But this was awesome.
Well, I did the one in Hollywood where you go
I've
up to the Hollywood sign. You've done that one. We've talked about that
mm-hmm.
before. I did one on the beach. I did one down at the Garden of Gods. They have one also. But yeah, a couple of hours on a horse, it's a little challenging.
Well, 3 hours is a long time.
Especially going up and down a mountain.
Up and down, because going up, you know, you're just like, oh my God, like we're going to die a couple times. My kid even was like, I thought we were going to die a couple times. So I was like, I didn't think it was going to be that difficult for tourists. Like, honestly, it was crazy. It was really great. It was
very
so
cool.
fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun, though.
It was a blast.
Now, how long do you walk like that?
I don't know. She said that I have a cowboy walk. I couldn't even feel my legs. And then I couldn't, my left hand, because I was holding on to the horn so tight, trying not to, you know, fall off the horse coming down the mountain, that my hand is stuck like this, holding on to the horn like this.
Well,
oh my
what
God.
I was getting at is I hope that walk holds till Bar Bingo.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be a good look. That'd be a great look at Bar Bingo.
Right? Oh, my God.
All right, we have to take a quick break. BJJB Morning Show just getting started. Monday, back. Oh, I'm sorry. Tuesday. Back from the Labor Day weekend. Hang on. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Going to keep reminding you, 9 a.m. this morning, it's going to be Bar Bingo registration. It will open up at alice1059.com. You got to remember that, alice1059.com, to get signed up this morning, 9 o'clock, for your chance to be there for Bar Bingo. Back from the holiday weekend, and it's going to be a beautiful week this week. It was gorgeous all weekend, wasn't it?
Well, no, it rained on Saturday.
Where?
In Castle Rock. Cause we were
it
at,
did?
Yeah, we were at
the
outlets.
We didn't get much rain.
No, Friday. It was Friday.
Friday.
It was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, when did we leave? I don't remember what day we left. Anyway, it was a long weekend. Maybe it was Saturday. It was Saturday, wasn't it? Yeah, because we left we went to Beaver Creek on Sunday. So it was Saturday because we were at the outlet shops on Saturday.
This week is going to be gorgeous, though.
Yeah.
80 degrees and sunny all week long. So you got to love that, right?
Yeah. And did you guys know that we had like a huge like windstorm throughout DTC? That's why all the branches were down?
No. I had no idea.
Yeah, on Thursday that happened. I didn't know it either. I was like, why are all the branches down?
Wait a minute. We were here on Friday.
I know. But
we didn't notice it?
We didn't notice it. I did when I was leaving. And I was like, why are all these branches down? And then Debbie Weed posted a video and she's like, look what's happening in detail. I was like, how did I miss that?
Yeah, no idea.
I know.
We were here on Friday.
Colorado, just from mile to mile, different
exactly.
weather.
Exactly. Every town is different, isn't it? It's
all
so
right,
weird.
It's going to be a beautiful week, though. Going to be gorgeous. This is a great time of year. I love September, October. My favorite time.
You know, I had so much guilt because Over the weekend, we were at, it was Oktoberfest in Beaver Creek. Even though I know it's not October and that was a whole conspiracy thing, but it was, in fact, Oktoberfest in Beaver Creek. Anyway, I got my son a wristband, and he's not even 21.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got him a wristband. I got me one, and I slipped it off my hand, and I put it on him because we're rolling dirty, right?
Got you another one?
No, I didn't get another one because I think they just looked at me and knew I was 21, you know?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we bought this huge beer stein. It was $120.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you get two free drinks with it. Free, my ass.
Yeah,
it's $120.
Wait a minute. It was $120 for the beer stein?
Yeah, it's like handcrafted.
Is it gorgeous?
It is beautiful.
They are pretty sweet.
Yeah, they are. And then you push the button and it'll, it pops up.
Yeah.
It's really heavy. Anyway, and so he got a beer, his first beer in front of his mom. My son did. And he took about two drinks and he's like, this stuff is horrible. I don't know how people drink. And he poured it out.
Oh, no!
Wait a minute. Ben's beer stein is what? Probably a half a gallon or a gallon of beer?
Right? Yeah.
And he took two drinks and poured
it
out?
He's like, I don't get why
people... That was $120 beer!
I know! He's like, I don't get how people drink.
I'll just go put some Coke in this.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember being 16, 17 years old, and all my friends drank at the time, okay? And I know you're not supposed to. It was a different time, okay? But everybody drank. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
I could not stand the taste of beer. I couldn't believe how they could drink that stuff.
I was thinking, like, I'm the cool mom, right? But instead he's like, I don't even know how you drink.
Yeah.
And so, like, somehow I became like this horrible human instead.
Yeah, shaming you.
Yeah.
I think you found the real truth in front of your eyes, and I think you should be very proud of that.
Well, and he always tells me he doesn't drink and stuff.
Right.
But, you know,
you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. You're off at college.
Right.
You know, you're out there in California, beautiful place,
right?
Surfing paradise. You got to think beer's plentiful.
It is, and he always tells me he's the designated driver, but you know, you kind of like,
you are. Yeah,
he literally was like looked at me and was like, how do you even drink?
I would have taken my wristband back.
Well,
you take that wristband off, young man.
Well, then we got screamed at because he did take it off. He took it off, and I was like, you should have just left it on. And anyway, he took it off. He's like, And so anyway, we're walking, and he has a beer stein, and this lady's like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 19. And she's like, you're not allowed to hold that beer stein. He opens it up. He goes, it's empty. And she's like, I don't care. You're not allowed to have that, and blah, blah, blah. So he hands it to me, and he goes, how about now?
Wait a minute. So this lady couldn't mind her own business?
She was a security person.
Oh, yeah. She worked for security.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant just a random person.
No.
I'm like, wait a minute. Stop somebody.
Right?
He starts questioning over a beer stein.
No, she was a security person. Whatever.
Did you have to buy one stein or you bought two?
No, I bought one.
You bought
just
one?
One, yeah. Because I'm not really a beer.
$130 beer stein.
I'm not really a beer person, so I just thought it'd be fun for him to have it and like it be a thing. Yeah, man, it didn't work.
Beaver Creek prices.
And now I have a gigantic beer stein, and I don't know what to
do
with it.
And you don't drink beer.
It's really pretty, but it's gigantic.
Give it to somebody for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I'll re-gift it.
Yeah, give it
Beaver
out for
Creek.
Christmas.
It'll say Oktoberfest.
I feel
Beaver
like
Creek.
One of us is going to get it.
Right? Oh, my God.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And I still have the other ticket to buy a beer for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'll put that in there, too.
Now,
maybe
was
it'll be good next year.
Was it packed up there?
It was. It was.
Was it just
wall-to-wall?
Wall.
Yeah, it was wall-to-wall people. Wall you couldn't even
wall.
Walk through there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that was a good time. That place is beautiful up there. I've only been there once, but when I was there, that and Aspen both, they're just absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful part of the
country. Everywhere up in the mountains it doesn't matter if you go to Breck or wherever, Keystone, Vail, all of it.
You can go to Frisco.
You can even go to Frisco and go, wow, it's pretty up here.
Beautiful.
Pretty outlet malls.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show again. Registration at 9 o'clock this morning for Bar Bingo. We'll get to tabloid trash that's coming up next here on the program.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll give you $15 for that, Stein. That's beautiful.
$15?
All right, $25.
I just showed BJ a picture of my beer stein from the Oktoberfest in Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek. Man, yeah. They do good steins up there.
They really do. Yeah. It's quite the beauty, isn't
$25. $35.
I bet there are people that collect those things.
Absolutely. I know they do. Yeah, I know right? they do.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Anyway, if you're looking to purchase a Beaver Creek beer stein, I got one available for you. It's $140 value. It has had some beer in it. I'm not going to lie. For about 5 minutes.
Yeah, gently used.
Yeah, gently used. Anyway, all right, let's get to some tabloid trash. In case you didn't see it over the weekend, there was an incident at the U.S. Open where a little kid was asking for one of the players in the U.S. Open to sign something or whatever. And then the player actually took his hat off his head and gave it to the little kid. But this Polish bastard, some Polish CEO, he grabbed the hat and stuck it in the bag. Just right out, like, yanked it out of the kid's hand.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Who does? What kind of, I mean, you're a real ass,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you pull a hat from a kid that's trying to get an autograph, and this kid's small, too.
He is really little.
It's not like it's a teenager.
After facing intense backlash online for snatching an autographed hat from a child at the U.S. Open, Polish CER Piotr Szeretski or something is offering an apology. He runs a paving company and was nearby as a tennis star, Camille Biglong name, signed a cap for a young boy on Thursday, and now it's gone viral. He said, "I made a huge mistake and I apologize," and all this other crap. It's like,
did he give the hat back?
No, because the player met with that little kid and signed all kinds of stuff.
Yep. Got some more gear.
I would like to unequivocally apologize to the injured boy, his family, as well as all the fans and the player himself. I have made a huge mistake, he wrote. Emotionally, in the crowd cheering after the victory, I was convinced that the tennis player was passing his hat in my direction for my sons who had asked for autographs earlier. I know I did something that seemed like consciously collecting a memento from a child. This wasn't my intention, but it doesn't change the fact that I hurt the boy.
Blah, blah, blah. When you're at a sporting event or just any function that's a lot of people at, because everybody's got a phone and videotaping, man, you can't make these moves. I mean, you're going to get busted. And once you get busted and you get put on the internet, you are doomed.
Yeah, you're done.
They're coming after you, man.
That's true. So he's trying to fix it. He's trying real, real hard, but I don't know. We'll see.
The internet has turned into the judge and jury.
Yep.
They will convict you.
The Rock. The Rock is getting, like, huge reviews for this new movie. It's not in theaters yet. He's at the Venice Film Festival. It's called The Smashing Machine. And first of all, they applauded for, like, 15 minutes. You know how they do that weird thing at the Venice Film Festival?
Yeah.
Where there's a good movie and they... It's called The Smashing Machine. Anyway, so they applauded for 15 minutes, but here's my concern. He and Emily Blunt were handsy.
No kidding.
And they're both, I think they're both married. I'm not sure if she is, but I know The Rock is married. And then people are commenting like, Rock, that's not your wife.
No, but when you're out doing an event like this and you're promoting a movie and in the movie, you're probably kind of, you know, kind of like that. You got to kind of portray that. It's like you and I at Bar Bingo, Jamie.
Yeah.
You can't keep your hands off me.
I'm not going to hold your hand. You're not going to put your hands
around. Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
not.
You will.
You're not going to come up behind me and put your hands around my hips. That
I
would be
plan
so
on
weird.
It. I do plan on it.
That would just be so weird. So I don't know. People are speculating how, like, I don't know. This isn't right.
Emily Blunt is married, by the way.
She is? Yep. See, they're both married.
Isn't she the one? Is she the one who... No, that's somebody else. That's Emma Watson, who said that she was like self-whatever in her relationship. We'll get back to that later.
What? What?
Emily Watson said something about being self-partnered.
She's self-partnered? What
does
that
self-partnered.
Mean? What is that?
I don't know.
She's a partner of herself?
She claims in her relationship she is self-partnered, but I don't know what that means.
She's an odd one, that one.
Yeah, that is odd.
That's
let me ask you a question,
sure,
though.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures of The Rock? Did he look gaunt to you?
Well, he lost a lot of weight for the movie.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it was intentional.
See, that often happens.
Yeah, so
either gain weight, lose weight, and then pictures come out, and people go, "Oh my God, there's a problem."
Yeah, he lost it intentionally for the movie, so that is why he lost.
I bet it's hard to get that muscle back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just get off steroids.
I guess. For a little
while. Just don't take a shot.
Yeah, and then you'll be fine. You know? Yeah, wow. I guess. Yeah, he dropped around 60 pounds for his role as MMA fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine. The film earned a 15-minute standing ovation, moving Johnson and Kerr to tears. Johnson called the transformation a personal and professional shift towards more dramatic roles. I don't know. I feel like when he was that tooth fairy, I thought that was really dramatic.
Oh.
He was good tooth fairy.
He was so good as a tooth fairy.
I thought he was.
I really bought into it. I was like, dude, are you really the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
That seems so on point. That was the worst movie on the planet, you guys.
He's had some great bad ones.
Right? I mean, that is... All right, let's hear. I know this is shocking, but more and more people are not watching the news. It says news stations are suffering horrifically. Fox, CNN, local news, all the news, everybody's turning off the news now. It says people are sick of negative headlines. They're distraught from the media and all the, just the vomit. And so they're just avoiding news altogether.
And there's so many places to get it.
Well, yeah. And people are just sick of it, though. They're just absolutely sick of hearing anything about it. Kevin Costner casually dating a director. Her name is Kelly Noonan. She used to be married to an ex-billionaire. You know, that's what I was telling you. How do all these people stay, like, in that little group of billionaires?
I don't know. It's a circle.
It's a circle.
It's a circle. And everybody, somehow, they break up with some billionaire, and next thing you know, they're marrying another billionaire.
Right?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I mean, for people like us, it's a crapshoot out there.
It's like, what the hell?
I mean, you could get somebody that just, you know, broke as a joke.
No, I'm in the wrong circle. I'm in the circle of broke men.
Yeah, you
yeah, that's my circle. That's my circle.
You've been in that circle for a while.
I have been in that circle for a while.
Like, your whole life.
Dude, so you, that...
You would think hanging out in Beaver Creek, something might have happened up there, that you found a billionaire.
I was on a horse.
I guess billionaires don't get on horses.
No, she said that a bunch of the people, the like wealthy people, take that 3-day trip from Beaver Creek to Aspen.
I could see that.
Yeah, she said she had a bunch of NFL dudes take the last one.
Wow.
And they all sang to her the whole time.
They sang?
Yeah.
What, like Pink Pony Club?
Yeah.
Pink Pony Club.
She said it was awesome. All these NFL guys, these retired NFL guys, took the horses from Beaver Creek to Aspen, and they were telling her to yell out, because, you know, you probably get bored. Because she said the first leg is 8 hours on a horse.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a long time. I mean, that's 3 hours was a lot.
That's a lot.
So she said that they were asking her to, like, just yell out a request. We'll sing it for you.
I love that.
Yeah, that is pretty fun. So anyway, I don't know. What I was going to tell you is that, what was that, Nile? Nile? Remember Nile?
Yeah, Nile.
Yeah, Nile.
Oh, I got to write that down.
Nile asked me out on Friday.
He did?
Yeah.
Have you been yet?
No.
No, no, okay.
No, I was with my kid.
Let me put Nile in the, okay, got it.
We went to the outlet shop. Do you know that Mammoth shop is the only shop in North America, Mammoth?
The what? What's it called?
It's called Mammoth.
I've never heard of it.
It's a name brand. Mammoth?
Mammoth? Is it M-E-M-E-T, M-I-T, or something like that?
I don't remember.
I've never heard of it, Jamie.
It's the only one in North America. I learned that on Friday. Mm. Yeah.
Well.
You learn a lot if you go to the outlet shops.
Oh, no kidding.
It was freezing, though. Oh, my God, it was so cold. I had to buy a sweater at the Gap.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get that way.
Again. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The big deal this morning, 9 o'clock this morning. Registration will open up for Bar Bingo. We're going to be downtown on the 12th, and it's going to be a party, man. You got to get in to get your table for you and your friends. That's going to be at 9 o'clock this morning at alice1059.com.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.